is you should not. You should not keep that part in you which is flying towards Haq. You shouldn't stop it. You shouldn't put it in a cage. Even if by not putting that one in cage, you will let a lot of different thoughts arise in your mind, because that one is worth it, all of these things. Yeah? Made sense or not? No, if it didn't make sense, say it.
What you said makes sense, but it's sort of in direct contrast to what the translation says. Yeah. I think that's the problem.
Well, that's the problem. The translation doesn't do. We'll have it. I believe in a couple of months or maybe a year, we'll have our site and we'll start to sit down and we'll correct all of this. Because a collective translation may be possible.
Seems like he's saying there's...
Pardon me?
Seems like he's saying there's a place within you, a thought within you, that's above all the other thoughts. Even if those thoughts take you towards the light, if you're taking you away from this place, they're still... They're sacrificed.
You say that, but I see it simpler, much simpler than that, because I see it in the human being. I could say this to a six-year-old boy, teaching. I say, listen, in you, there is some special thought, which is your faith in a way. That one is the best part of you. But as soon as you think about it, that, okay, my believer thought is the best part of my thought, the rest is agitated. Your brain starts to say, why do you say that? Do you have any proof? You just listen to this old guy? Just because his hair is white? Wait a minute. Your belief is something that they told you. If they haven't told you, you wouldn't know you're Christian or not. But other thoughts, logic, reality, look at it, this is it, put that aside. Then at that time, your heart, that person sort of thought, oh no. Somehow I know that I'm right, and I know that I'm the principal one, because I remember there are times that it feels as if I'm sitting in the arm of a tender, loving creator, and you're talking these nonsenses to me about the logic? What is this silly logic of you? Where did you get your logic? Is this logic all those teachings of Plato and Aristotle and that Greek time? Let's go 2,000 years before that. Then where the hell is your logic? But even 7,000 ago, I'm sitting with my belief and with my joy and passion. And you want to try to... You know what? You silly, stupid intelligence talking like this, you are here because of me. Because I was supposed to be here, and I'm a little bit delicate. I cannot walk on the rough surface. Therefore, you are my carpet. You all other thoughts. You are here to give power to my believing thoughts. It's your heart. And you know what? Everybody could understand this except the jealous one. And I'm not going to talk with the jealous one, because I know a lot of these contradictions comes from jealousy, because I don't claim to be a part of thinking. I say I am the dedicated one. I am the belief, and I'm sort of thought, and I'm the falcon. He starts to brag, and all that is because of this, because I find it in me. These are two different thoughts. The owl lives in Ruin. Have I told you about the ruin? Ruin has several words. The most famous one is kharab. Kharab means ruining. Something gets rot, we'll say kharab shod. Something doesn't work is kharab. Kharab means bad. The opposite of kharab is abad. If somewhere is really developed and beautiful, this is abad. Could you imagine this? Kharab and abad. First one is developed. The second one is ruined, right? Mix them together. Kharabat or khurabat. Khurabat means something being flourished because of the sun. And kharabat is a place that all the Persian poets will say, let's go over there and drink. It's like a bar.
A cavern.
But it is kharab abad. And here, this falcon told this people, this kharab looks abad to you. Because we call this existence kharabat. It's ruin and, let's say, flourished at the same time to us. We look at the good part of it, and you're busy with the worst part of it, because it is mixed. This is kharab and abad, and it's one of the biggest dilemma for Iranians to understand the poets, because the poets will trick you. Sometimes they talk about kharabat as if they are talking about a bar and drinking yourself, and sometimes they talk about it as if it is the paradise, because you are in the presence of heart. And he played with all of this and all these conversations, which are endless, and we'll let it to next week, inshallah. We arrive to... Yes. For my sake, the king, that would be the good place to start next time. Ma'am.
Do you know this word harabati? Somebody has a friend of mine uses that all the time.
So yes. No. It's like this. You have an expression in English, vagabond.
Yeah.
The vagabond over there, we call him kharabati. Means it goes from kharabat to kharabat to kharabat, because kharabat by itself it could be the ruin, it could be the best part, it could be the bar, it could be that imaginary space that the drinkers will come around, and the losers, all the losers will go there. You see, it's almost that the definition of vagabondagine to me. It's just like that. But it's more to it, because it's exactly a combination of ruin and flourish. Put them together, it becomes another word. It's a little bit amazing.
It seems almost like that. Becoming the...
Exactly, yes. Yes, those two opposites coming together and bringing out a new identity.